You gonna come swim? Come on, you got that far. Come on. Come on, Boo. Boogabut, get over here. I'll quit running in circles and come swim with Dad. Come on. Give me kisses. Okay, I'm gonna go swim. Okay, come on. You're getting there. You're getting there, Boo. Oh, what my dokey dog. You know, it's funny when I hear people say to do a gratitude list. When you're down in the dumps and down in the mean reds and the blues, the mind cannot process anxiety and appreciation all at the same time. Try it. When you're in a bad mood, try to write a list of things that you like and you're happy for. Ah, good girl! You're getting there! I'm right here. I'll be right here, baby. Oh, I had to drag her into the water, kicking and screaming, clawing her way into the water. And she knows she doesn't want to be too far from Dad. Oh, now she sees a bird. She's going to run for a bird. I never thought I would do a dog again after Audrey. My love, when I had to let her go and I took her in because she was sick and the doctor gave me that conversation. I mean, just all he had to say was, you got a decision to make, and I instantly knew what that meant. I instantly started crying like a crazy person and had 20 minutes, or they let me take however long I needed to say goodbye. And it's funny, I still miss her. I still call Lexi Audrey, and it's been over 2-3 years now. Can't believe how fast time goes. I was kicking and screaming because I was mad at work because I was there for 13, 14 years and I felt expendable that they could cut me loose to go to this other place. This other place is in dire need of good, caring managers and leadership and servant leadership. And I came to realize that it was, you know, for lack of whatever you want to call it, higher power, divine intervention, getting me out of there. You don't know how many years I sat there and looked to my friend and go to her, I'm like, I can't do this another year. I can't do this another year. And tomorrow is 7 months that I just woke up and said, I no longer want to live this life. You know, I'm not getting any younger. I want a better life. I want a happy life. I don't want to be sad. I want to enjoy life. I want to get back to enjoying life. I want to get back to living life. And I can't believe, if you would have told me 7 months ago that I would be on a beach at 7:30 in the morning after meeting with friends and having fellowship and breakfast with them and not with a new best friend. And it's nice when you're an adult. It's not easy to find love, and it's just as hard to find friendship. And I do admire those people that say they have friends that they've had for years and years. And I've always wanted that. And everything I've wanted is coming true. I got out of that hole. You know, I still have a job that pays me well for what I do. I have, I'm out of my hole. It's easier to get out of myself when I get into the mean reds. Oh, Lexi found a little doggy. And here I am this morning after all of that, and I feel I'm having a day, and it's 10 o'clock, and I'm knee-deep in the water and out with my friend, and 7 months ago, I was not this happy. I was not, you know, I was isolating from people. I didn't reach out to people. I didn't maintain friends. I sabotaged things just so, you know, friendship is hard. It's work. It takes work to be a good friend. And I was a lazy friend. I don't want to be that anymore. I'm happy. with things that are going on. I'm sitting there crying in my Cheerios yesterday because I'm like, why did I do all this? Why did I do all this to, I don't know, it was a doggy. Was it my doggy? It's like, because you know what? If after so many months and my life is so good, then I can't wait what the next 7 months. I got 5 more months to a year. And I started with, okay, I'm going to do 30 days. I'm going to do 60 days, then 90 days, then 180 days. And just I'm going to do more. Just like when I go to the gym. It's like I go in for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I go 30 minutes, goes to 40 minutes, 40 minutes, go to 50 minutes. And then I'm an hour on the treadmill. And I'm like, wow, that didn't take long at all. Can't believe it's almost August and it's going to be Christmas. Is she okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She wants me to let her off of her leash so they can play.
Oh, okay. Come on. Yeah, I'm trying to get her to swim, and she actually came out, a couple feet.
Oh, nice.
After having to drag her into the water.
I have to throw her in, or she won't go in either. She's a cute dog.
Thank you. Lexi, you can't go with them.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I think I am.
If she's not bugging you, I can hold her.
She's fine. I just don't want her to follow us.
Oh, no, she'll come back.
Okay, good.
She's not ever going to be too far from Dad.
Yeah.
And then Auntie Bonnie's up there, so she's not too far away.
Okay.
Love that. I love the kindness of strangers and nice people. Looks like Lexi made a friend. Lexi, come on over here. Get over here. Come on. Come.
She's okay. She's just
watching
on a
leash. Okay. I'm also grateful for my friend Bonnie. She came into my life the time I needed it. I needed somebody that enjoys the same things. It is so nice to have somebody that enjoys the same things. We can sit and enjoy watching paint dry, and that's so nice. And she's got a great sense of humor, and she calls me on my shit. I call her on her shit. It's awesome. That's my step to building the rest of my life. I cannot tell you how gorgeous this day is. And it's funny what a difference 24 hours makes. Is it make or makes? A difference 24 hours make? 24 hours makes? I don't know why I do that. I always get so knee deep in my head and then I just, ruin my day or ruin my mood and blah, 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 and waste all this time and energy. And somebody said that anxiety or whatever is just the imagination wasted, and you're right. I could have spent all that time that I was crying and moaning. You gonna come swim and just join life? Yeah, she's coming up. She's getting there. You're getting there, booga butt. You're getting there, booga butt. Come here. Come to Dad. Give me kisses. Come on. Dad's gonna get in the water without you. I like who I am. I've always liked who I am. I don't know why I always felt I was sad. I was sad I miss Mom. I was sad miss Audrey. Sometimes, it's just an excuse to be sad, and I don't want excuses to be sad anymore. I want to travel. I want to go have fun. There's times for being mopey, sad when it's winter or whatever, but not now. I just need to get back to the gym because I've got everything else going for me. It's just like now, that I'm not being unhealthy and being lazy, there's just so much things I'm doing with my life now. So many things I never did before. People, not afraid to talk to people anymore. It felt like I had to retrain myself how to socialize with people, how to act with people. Yeah, I'm like terrible at small talk, but you know, I'm working that muscle. I'm getting there. I'm getting better. I can't get over how gorgeous, you know. I got my doggy dog. I got my friend in the water. It's my insurance that I build for when I get the mean reds or a bad day. It's not taking so long anymore to get myself out of it. That's what I'm appreciating. I love that. You gonna come out to the water, Doki Dog? Come on. Come give me kisses. We'll be right back. You got a flag. You brought a red, white, blue flag to the beach.
I do.
For why?
Because I always get all the time when I brought the kids. So they could find me.
How else could they? Well, Vicky couldn't find your house with your little flag on your porch.
She wasn't looking hard enough.
Come on, let's get back in the water. She was what?
She'd be a bitch.
Oh!
You were out there waving her hand.
Waving her hand.
We were all standing out there by the time she went by one time and then backed up. You had your eye out there, like, Vicky, it's hair.
Yeah, this water feels great. Not moving. Swim, swim, baby, swim, swim, baby, swim. Yeah, but look at her leash. Her harness is down by her butt. Look, she is so smart. She knows her snacks are in that bag. She got it. She'll learn. I just gotta remember to bring balls out so I can throw them out.
Good idea. Yep.
So.
Do you want a little raft, miss? Maybe we should get her a little raft with an anchor on it so she can just kind of...
They do make those
things. I know they do. I'm sure, they better, because somebody will buy them. They better have medium, low, and high end with fur.
Yeah, she's not.
She's
low dough. She's like daddy.
Well, I know she is.
She's a low dough, dokey dough.
Somebody will purchase the ones that are $1,000 or $1,500. Because that's why they have to make them.
Why do you enjoy this so much?
Because I find peace, and I love the water. I've always loved the water. And the waves. The simple fact that, you know what, Tim, I live here, and there is no one around on a gorgeous Friday morning in July in Lake Michigan. We have the pier down there. We have Cook Nuclear or Palisades up there.
I like moments like this because it's like the calm before the storm, because mm-hmm. you know it's not going to be like this later today or later tonight.
And oh, you mean weather-wise?
No, people-wise. People-wise.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Tim. It's Friday, you know. This beach is never that busy.
This is a
but
good...
But yeah, but you're right.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't tell anybody. Cost you $35 or $8 a day.
Well, it cost me nothing. I just got to jump in your car. These are the things that I like. I know it sounds hokey, but...
Oh,
it's
that.
It's, you know, when people talk about that gratitude list, mm-hmm. what's on your list today?
Well, and Tim, this is why I say, you know, the people that come in from
you know, around the bend of the lake, they come here for this. They're able to afford to be off to come here for this in their summer houses.
This is your gratitude?
This is my gratitude.
This is what your gratitude, this is your list?
My list, yes. This is Bonnie's list. Of wild house here.
No.
Did he bring his blood pressure medication? Okay, I'm back on.
That means we're on.
Yes. You know, and the gratitude, too, I think about the people that are out here. Is my boy out there fishing? You know, is he in one of those fishing boats that took the Friday off? Is he having a blast? Are the people out there having fun?
I think she found her snacks.
I think she did.
Lexi, what are you doing with my snacks?
And, you know, the gratitude part reminds me that you brought your umbrella down here, of how much fun I used to have with my kids when they were little, because I had the same thing. I brought the umbrella. I even had the little thing that you dig in. It's like a corkscrew.
Yeah, I need to get one of those.
Yep. And my flags. You know, I brought them so they always knew where it was. But we'd come and hang out. And they would have a blast. And so would I. And make sandcastles. And take all the kitchen utensils and use those as our tools.
You know, it's odd for me to look over there and see her on the beach and not see Audrey. Beach is a beach.
Yeah,
but we never parked like this.
So what's on your gratitude list of these things?
Uh-oh. You didn't tell me my zipper was undone.
I didn't know this.
Okay. No flies, Bonnie.
I wasn't looking.
Oh, that's a good thing. So it's funny when Holly asked me, why would she ask if we were married?
I know. I'm like,
was that like the ditziest thing? What were you saying to her?
I said, no, not yet.
No, you would not say that.
I sure did.
Why would you say that?
To get her. Just say, why did you ask that question? Come on, Holly.
Well, I'm like, she is the farthest thing from my type.
Well, and it's like, you know, Holly, you're a California girl. You know what's hard.
Well, some
but
people
she's
don't.
She's also the one that brought up the patient in the meeting and had every guy on the
thing. When I told her.
Is she? Well, she can camp out. You can come back and pick her up at 3, Mom.
What?
I said, you can leave her here and camp out. You can come pick her up at 3, Mom.
Just look for the flag.
There you go.
Now it's when I told her I yelled. I didn't care who heard. I'm allergic to women.
Yeah,
and she laughed. Yeah, did I say it to girls? It's like when I said last night to Jeff, you know, it's like, I want your life, and not in a all about Eve kind of way. But for being a straight guy, it was funny because he was like, you get points for that reference. Ooh, she needs to get a harness.
Yeah.
So you see how that neck thing?
Yeah.
That's why I
got
the harness for her.
Are those out there?
But the funny part is that I told him, you know, I wish I would have told him, I said, I truly don't want your life because you got a vagina attached to yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allergic to vagina.
Yeah.
You know, look at you like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're like a woman like, yeah. Uh-huh. Vaginas are like piranha. They got like these gnashing teeth and they're scared. Ouch. What is that?
I don't know. They seem to populate the world and make men feel good.
I know. For all these people that don't like the gays, they sure make a whole lot of them.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah. When you really think of it, a lot of those people that are so anti-hate, they create a lot of them.
Yep.
What is a loon?
I think it's those two birds out there.
I get it. But what makes a loon different from a pelican or something? Well, you know it's not a pelican.
Those aren't loons. I think, look at their necks. I think that's what they are. You ever heard the phrase, crazy as a loon?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I call it the loony bin. My mother used to call it the loony bin things.
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes, loony bins.
Looney Tunes. That was Bugs' favorite cartoon.
That was Bugs' favorite cartoon? Oh, the bug.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know what more to say.
Well, what did you already say?
I'm enjoying being here at the beach. Celebrity.
Huh?
That being an international celebrity is.
How does it feel to be an international celebrity?
Well, you know what? It's kind of growing on me. I really haven't. I'll probably need to do an interview on that one to figure out how good it is.
Well, I got to thank Big Fatty because I'm sitting there. I just wanted to record and just drop it. And he's like, Timmy Sampson show. And then Bonnie, what's her name? Bonnie. And he sends me a note. It's like, we love Bonnie. Bonnie gets extra cake.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Poodle loves you.
Yes, I'm still waiting for that.
I love my poodle. You what?
I'm still waiting for the extra cake, Big Fatty.
Wonder how
you
we
better
get...
make it red velvet too, or Tim will be upset. With glaze.
I love it. I love my red velvet
cream
cake.
Cream cheese icing in the middle.
Are you trying to say hi to Big Fatty? That's so funny. It was like, Bonnie gets extra cake. Oh, I love Poodle. I love my Big Fatty. It was so funny when he played that music. I'm like going, oh, great. What do you do now? Every time he plays my music at the beginning of his song, because I hear that, you know, it's always that honk, honk, the honk, you know, yeah, my intro. I'm like, oh, shit. What did he pull this time?
And I'm even learning the lingo of BFO 1956. So that's Big Fatty Online.
Online.
Got it. Now, took me a minute to get there, but I got it now.
Online.
Nice picture, Big Fatty. I like it.
Well, now you're just sucking up.
No. Well, I don't know who he is, so I have to.
He's awesome. What are we going to do?
All right, well, I think I need some lunch. That toast is kind of wearing off in the coffee.
Well, what was that? Rye toast and put it through twice. And I'm like, God, I'm with Meg Ryan here. I'm like, I hope she doesn't do the orgasm scene. I think she just looked at you and rolled over. And then, it's like it was the last thing to be served.
Yeah, I know. It came from the bathroom. I'm like, wait, where's my toast?
I know. I'm halfway through my omelet, and then you're like, how was that? $19 for an omelet.
Oh, that was insane. An omelet, a piece of toast.
And two coffees.
Two coffees, yeah. I think we ate at Clementine's and had two meals for that. Yeah. That was a bit much. Won't go back there for breakfast.
No, but it's a good start of the day.
No, it's a great start of the day. And we got to meet with three guys that, you know, I normally wouldn't have breakfast with, so...
But I like that.
I do like that, Tim. That's, you know, you asked what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the spontaneity that I have now. That, yeah.
And the choices.
And choices. And being able to get out of bed when someone says, I'll pick you up in 5 minutes and go, oh, my God, really?
Well, girl, you kept me up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning last night on the thing. And it was funny because I just rolled my eyes and I just said, you know what, I'm going.
What time did you get up?
Probably 5 minutes before I text you.
Okay.
I'm like, I want to go have coffee. It was funny because you guys, I'm like, you're like, I'm like, I'll pick you up in 5. And your first response is, fuck. And then you're like, okay. And I'm like, and that's why I love Bonnie. You got to love a woman that says fuck.
Yeah, especially when you're like, all right, let's get moving. All right, I can do that. You know what? But today I can do that. And I choose to work. A year ago, that wouldn't have been so much.
But look, it's like an only 10:30-ish or whatever.
Is that all it is?
We've had a day.
We do have a day.
We have already had a day.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I love about this place, too. Is like, you know, people always ask why you live there. And I'm like, because of the beaches. And they're like, well, what do you do for the other 9 months? I'm like, it doesn't matter. You know? It's like every day, I feel like I'm on vacation.
I do. Hey, in the other 9 months, I was down here. I just looked at the thing on my mirror. I have a piece of the glass like this that, you know what? It was February 22nd. It was minus 10 degrees, and I was down here, and everything was covered over with icebergs, and I found one piece of glass.
Now, what do you do with the glass? What are you going to ever do with the glass?
Oh, I just collect it and put it in the dishes. I'm not like a status symbol for living on a beautiful lake. This is what I do.
This is what I live for.
Exactly. You know, somebody said Meg jewelry out of it. I'm like, it's too complicated.
Well, some people, you know, they make, you know, not stained glass stuff, but, you know, you put it like a mosaic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do something. I don't know. It looks nice the way you have it. Just throw it in a bowl.
It's simple. It's easy. It looks nice.
Takes you out of your head.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
It's almost kind of meditative, don't you think?
It is for me.
Because I'm watching you looking, and I'm looking at a million little pieces, little billion little pebbles, and you can, like, hawk in exactly on what you're looking for, and I'm like, what the hell?
I define it. It takes a while, but, yeah, it is very meditative.
And what is with the, well, when you really think about it, and all you're listening, you're in the sun with the wind and the waves. So what was it about the red glass?
You never find any red glass. I haven't. For all the miles that I've walked and the hours and hours and years I've walked on this beach, I've never found a piece of red glass. And how ironic that we were just talking about that the day before.
And you found it.
And I found it. And I found a big green one that was like the bottom of the old 7-Up.
Yeah, but they still do Mountain Dew in green, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah. I forgot about that because I've never been a Mountain Dew drinker. I prefer burners.
Oh, I used to love it, but it used to give me some really wicked heartburn.
Ugh. I like it. That was called the nose pop. You drink it too fast, it comes out your nose.
Never heard that.
Oh, haven't you? Yeah.
Is that like an old lady thing?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah.
Nose pop.
Yeah, nose pop. Those make good floats, too.
Oh, I can stay out here forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the wedding took place while you were gone.
No.
Did you see it?
Yeah, because I kept pointing at you to look. Oh. And I guess I wanted to walk Lexi away because I kind of wanted her to go up there and crash the wedding because she'd be like, hi, it's me. I do. Does anyone object? And she'd be like, hi. You know, somebody's recording it too. And I could just hear her going, roof. You know, the way she's got a little bark on her.
Oh, she does.
For a little dog, she's got a little bark. And those ladies.
Yeah, they didn't come very far down into the beach, did they?
No. Well, I just didn't want her to do it. But those ladies, they kept checking me out.
I'm did they? Oh, didn't notice.
I'm like, ladies, I'm allergic. Just quit. You ain't getting nowhere. You ain't getting nowhere with this.
Believe me, you ain't getting nowhere.
My friend Rob, one of the Robs, sent me a text saying that he enjoyed catching up on my shows.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, how nice.
I'm like, leave it to Big Fatty to ruin everything. You know, I just wanted to just... What is that?
Black walnut.
Oh, I thought it was poop. I thought, like, Big Fatty pooped in the pool.
No, it's not the Snicker bar.
Yeah. Well, no. It's like I was picking up that glass for you the one time, and it was bird poop. I'm like, this is the prettiest glass. I'm like, oh, it's bird poop. Hey, Boogabot. What you doing, Boogabot? Give me kisses. Kisses. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Right here. See him? Look.
Oh, you found one. Now, so the sand...
And it's easier on sunny days.
And the sand just what? Softens it? Yeah. What are you doing? Why'd you throw it back in?
Yeah, it's like, do you ever have one of those things when you're a kid where you put rocks in that thing with
that
sand?
That tumbler.
Yeah, tumbler. This is the tumbler on the grand scale.
Tumbler on the grand thing. I'm going to have to start writing down these things because didn't you come up with stick-tuitiveness?
Don't you like I told you, your coffee was in the middle shelf on the reefer. You're like, what?
On the what?
On the reefer. In the reefer. You were asking about your coffee.
Uh-huh.
Your old coffee. And I said, yes, it's in the reefer on the middle shelf. And you're like, question mark? I'm like, come on. And that's Whirlpool lingo for ice coffee.
Well, reefer, refrigerator.
I know.
Well, I was like going, isn't that reefer like dope, like weed? Well, I'm going to go enjoy my day. Take care of you.